worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
For all of your roofing needs, John Beal Roofing. Whether your roof is damaged in a storm or normal wear and tear, John Beal Roofing is here to help. Whether it's roofing or tuck pointing, three generations have been serving the St. Louis metropolitan area. Do not be fooled by some out-of-town person who knocks on your door trying to cut you a deal. Chances are you'll never see him again. John Beal Roofing, tried, true, and trusted. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
It's an inspiring story set both on and off the battlefield that gave hope to a changing America. It's soaring and inventive. It's the Repertory Theater's production of Fly at the Loretto Hilton Center for the Performing Arts, October 16th through November 10th. And you can win pairs of tickets right here on the Big 550 KTRS. All you have to do is register at KTRS.com or text the rep to 84126, and it could be you and a friend at the Loretto Hilton Center to see the Repertory Theater's production of Fly from the Big 550 KTRS.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your
partners and him.
There's no fun left on FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of shit, and we think you'll get lots of
girls who put out on the first date.
That's a good kind of girl right there. Putting out on first date.
Get away, Willie. I don't mean to be mean.
Oh, that was a little terse.
Well, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of him coming in here. Sorry. Well.
I can't see you talk to me that way in front of him. You'll never see me again.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy, hurt his feelings.
Gone the way of funny talking, man.
Yeah, hope not. Boy, hope not.
Hope not either.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October. Is this, come on, is it the 14th?
It is.
Get out of here. 2 weeks away from Halloween. October 14th edition of Pinions Playhouse.
Hey!
Brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window people. We'll talk about them after we introduce a couple people to you. At the control board, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, then right now is a great time to get an absolutely free, fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
He's wearing his lucky shirt today.
I am.
The unlucky shirt has turned lucky.
That's right.
That's the shirt
you wore last Thursday.
Wednesday.
Was it Wednesday or
Thursday?
Yeah,
it was Wednesday.
And you said, they never win when I wear this shirt. Yep. And they won. The shirt has turned.
It turned. They won, and then I wore it Friday.
And they won again.
I wore it Saturday.
Wow.
Well, that's it. They're going to win tonight.
Yep.
That's all there is to it. And, well, let's get Dan. Good to see you. Okay? You
did,
okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Heba Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is hind end.
Get out of here. Another, and I thought, I'm starting to believe in this whole superstition thing. Rad Boy said every time that he has carried the same piece of what in your pocket?
Cheese.
Same piece of cheese in his pocket, the Cardinals win.
Oh,
wow. He's got that same piece of cheese. Whoa, man.
Wow.
How long?
Limburger?
He's been carrying it since the 80s World Series.
Oh, so 82?
That's some, oh, yeah, that's some stinking. Well, hey, whatever it takes, maybe they'll win tonight. What, Bruce? Bruce says every time the Cardinals have won, that just prior to the game, they played the same piece of music.
Wow. Right here.
That's unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Well, that settles it. We got too many things going for us. The shirt, the cheese, the song. Yeah. All the stars are aligned. They're going to win.
I actually saw on Facebook the other night the real rap boy, Dave Jennings.
Yeah.
Apparently, he has a tradition where he streaks naked after every Cardinal playoff win.
Where?
Yeah. In his house.
Well, it doesn't really count in your house.
Well, no, but he...
Is that really streaking?
Sure, I guess. I mean, there is a chance somebody...
Red Boy, we could have done without that information.
It is if there are people in the house.
Yeah, I was just a little disturbing watching the video.
Why would he tell you that?
He put it on Facebook.
He put a video on Facebook of him streaking naked.
He did?
Yes.
Yeah.
You saw it too?
Yeah, but you can't see anything.
No, well, thank goodness.
Why? Is he running away from you or something? Or?
He's a rat.
Well, no, he's holding the phone himself, so he can't.
Okay.
Man.
Red Boy. What happened to you?
He's gone crazy.
He has gone crazy. Bill Cleveland will be here in about a minute. We didn't forget about him. We don't want you to forget about Window World. We don't want you to forget them if the time comes you need windows. Now, I know that not everybody I'm talking to right now needs windows. Some of you are in brand new houses. Some of you are in houses at 2 or 3 years old. Windows are fine. They're not going to be fine for long because many of those windows are builder grade windows. Everything looks great and works great when it's new. You know, new paint smell, that new carpet smell. Ooh, windows are all pristine and perfect, and there's no, cold air coming in when you want it to be warm inside. That's not going to last. Windows are like a lot of other things. They're meant to be replaced. They're created to be obsolete. And when the replacement time comes, don't make the mistake that some FM DJs make and call that other company that prices their windows at $189. You're looking for more than just a $189 price. You're looking for a Window World window with a $189 price. And by the way, that is the price of their basic window. Now, they have some other options. If you want to get into all that thermal resistance, they have that, and it's great stuff, too. For the money, it's every bit the value the $189 window is. But lots of people just need a good, solid replacement window. They're not interested in some fancy teak wood, bird's eye maple frame that they're going to pay a fortune for. They want a good-looking window that's easy to clean, and it works and does what it's supposed to do. And that would be Window World. This is the largest selling replacement window in the United States. And over 35,000 homes in the St. Louis area have Window World windows in them. Your house could be next. All you have to do is call this number, 314-993-1800, or go to windowworldstlouis.com. And don't forget, there's a 2013 tax credit available to you. It's 10% of your purchase up to...
Sorry.
Bruce, now come on, Bruce! I should mention this. Bruce got a new drum set.
Yeah, he does.
His drummer, Eddie Donegan, got a new set of drums. And
Eddie Donegan?
He's so excited.
Well, before the show started, he was in there. I said, don't start banging on those drums until it's time. Apparently, he just can't help himself. Tonight, you play all you want to. Don't do it when I'm in the middle of a commercial, okay, Eddie? All right. 10% of your purchase up to $500. That's the tax credit. Take advantage of it. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. All right, Eddie. Go ahead. There you go. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra, featuring Eddie Donegan on the drums, new set of drums, Clarence on the clarinet, and all the other great band members. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download this app, STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi. Get it. Use it. You'll be glad you did. Laclede Cab. Here is Bill Cleveland.
Wow. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Billy.
How you doing, Bill?
What's his name? Eddie what?
Eddie Donegan.
B. Donovan?
Donegan.
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 Yeah.
See, I didn't know all the band members. I didn't know you knew all their names.
No, I know them personally.
What about the trumpet player? What's his name?
The trumpet player is actually Gil Bilford.
Gil Bilford?
Yeah, he's on trumpet. Gil Bilford.
How do you spell that?
B-I-L-L-F-O-R-D.
Okay.
There's another G name. That's amazing.
Bill Gilford.
No, Gil Bilford. Not Bill
no,
Gilford.
Gil
Bilford.
Oh, yeah. Gil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, one right. day, just because they've been with you for so long, you really should just run down all the names
Introduce
of the
them
band
all.
Members.
How many are there?
Well, bass player Lars Makem is on the bass.
Lars,
how long have you been with the band? Lars has been with them for 15 years. Yeah.
Lars Makem.
Yeah. Sometime I'll run down all the members.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that. I think everybody would.
Well, I'm sure they would.
Yeah. Well, happy Columbus Day. Of course, history tells us that Columbus and his men endured cramped conditions, atrocious food, filth, and long delays during their trip. Or as we call it today, American Airlines.
Oh, boy.
Seriously.
Hey, if you think about it, Bill. What a pile of crap we were fed in school. That this guy,
that
Nina, the Pinta, they had to remember the boat Santa Maria, and he goes to Queen Isabel and asks for the money, and then come to find out, guy was just a guy that was lost and didn't know where he was going.
Yeah, he made a mistake.
Can you cancel a holiday? Could the government go, you know what, we're removing Columbus Day. We don't know how this happened, but this guy doesn't deserve or make it somebody else's day. Take it away from him.
Amerigo Vespucci, right? That's
let's go with the Vespucci Day or Amerigo Day for America. That guy gets nothing.
Happy Vespucci Day.
Well, it would be Amerigo Day, because it's America.
Yeah.
Right.
I say get that underway, Bill.
Start a petition. Write your congressman.
Merry-go round and round and round.
I'm sorry, Dan?
Nothing.
No, what'd you say?
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't realize my microphone was on.
Yeah.
Well, the Grand Canyon is now reopened. You been to the Grand Canyon?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have not. That's the good news. The bad news is during the 2 weeks it was closed, Americans had time to realize it's just a big hole and lost interest.
Bill, you have to go to the Grand Canyon.
I know.
That's on that list of things we said before people die, they have to see.
Yeah, I have to. I haven't seen it yet.
You won't believe it. You
I've flown over it. I mean,
no, not the same. You've got to stand and look down. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, on Thursday, the government is scheduled to default on $16.7 trillion unless the debt ceiling is raised. Well, that's tough. One day we're the most powerful nation on earth, the next we couldn't qualify for a Sears credit card.
Oh, boy. Us.
And finally, this afternoon,
go to the Grand Canyon. You could dump that last joke in there. Watch it fall to the bottom.
I think of the Chevy Chase movie, National Lampoon's Vacation. Remember that, where they're looking at the Grand Canyon and Elaine Ant is in the back seat, and he says, "Make that the second biggest hole on earth."
Yeah.
Remember that line?
Yeah.
Well, over the weekend, some ATMs had to be shut down in New York because they were shooting out counterfeit money.
Mm.
People started to figure out something was wrong when they heard a guy ask, "Hey, can you break this 27?
Oh, yeah. It's a dead giveaway.
Yeah. The Bill Clevland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clevland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
There he goes, the great Bill Clevland, star of BillOnTheRoad.com. Got a bunch of great little videos, like 5-6 minutes. They're easy to watch. I didn't do the outdoor segment Thursday. I forgot about it. So now it's time for the outdoor segment. Segment. There it is. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the outdoor segment. I'm your host, Franco Pena. How about this weather, huh?
Oh, beautiful.
Isn't this great?
Awesome.
It's a good time to get outdoors, so get out and enjoy it. And that's it. This concludes the outdoor segment.
Oh, nice.
Brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. I did not make it to Pistols Plus this last weekend, and I almost feel like when you forget your wallet or something or your watch. It's a regular stop for me. Plus, hunting seasons are coming up, plural. Deer, I think bow hunting season's already here for deer. I don't know exactly. I think I'm right. But then the regular hunting season's coming up. You got duck season, turkey season. Get into Pistols Plus and all the stuff that you need, including the guns and all the stuff that goes along with it. I noticed when I watched both of the last games against the Dodgers, about once an hour they would mention that the overhead shots were courtesy of DirecTV, and I'm assuming they have a DirecTV blimp, and you'd see them look down on the stadium. What is the point of that? Why do we even need aerial shots? Because they don't use them in baseball. You don't watch any play from way up overhead.
No.
And I'm watching that, and I'm thinking, okay, aerial shots provided by DirecTV, but why?
They use them in and out of the commercial breaks.
But that's to show. It's not the game doesn't need it.
No, the game absolutely.
It's more to just kind of show the stadium.
It's
and
like
the lights around the
they
city.
Also show cityscape views, a fountain, like when they're coming back from a commercial. It's
but it really isn't game related. The game itself doesn't. Need
How about the cameraman that they? You think, oh, I'm a cameraman. I'm going to be there at the game. I get to watch the game, and
you're the guy in the blimp.
Or the guy that they say, oh, okay, we want you to go across the river and go ahead and
give us a shot of the arch from the Illinois
side. Give us a shot of the arch or a boat or something like that.
And that's it.
Yeah, I wonder if they do those ahead of time.
I don't know.
Because I
don't
see fans walking to the game most of the time.
Well, they might do them an hour ahead of time.
Yeah.
But I think they're live for the most part. My daughter-in-law, Carmen is her name. Looks just like Jessica Alba, by the way. She's gorgeous. Came over Wednesday, and then my son joined her Friday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, up until yesterday, we had either my wife or my wife and my daughter and my son and my little grandson, and he was there from Wednesday on. So I spent the last four full days with my little grandson. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not ever going to be one of these people to just run around everybody I see. Ooh, talking about my grandson, showing pictures of my grandson. But this little man is unbelievable. And
is he talking yet?
No, Dan. He's 3 months old.
No.
But here's what I forgot. It's been so long since we had little bitty children, little babies, that You really forget how much work. This is not a full-time job. This is three full-time jobs. You moms, and my wife too, we had three kids. They left Friday night and Saturday night. Friday night, they had to go. It was their anniversary this weekend, so they wanted to go out to dinner. So they went to dinner, just the two of them. Annie Guns, they went to dinner. And we watched the little man. I call him the little man. And allowed them to stay out. And then Saturday night, they went to a wedding. Some friends of theirs got married in Forest Park outside the Muni Opera. You can have a wedding at the Muni. Mm-hmm. And at the table, the seat next to my son, they had place cards with your name on them. The place card next to my son said, David Freeze. They went to school together. They're friends. But, of course, David couldn't make the wedding because, oh, let's see. Oh, yeah, I'm baseball.
Busy.
So he wasn't able to attend the wedding. But the point is, the whole time they're gone, and this is just a testament to what a great mom my daughter-in-law is and will be, she can't stand being away from this kid. I mean, you just, it's constantly, how's he doing? Is he sleeping? Did he eat? Blah, blah, blah. And I kept sending her texts. He's fine. He's fine. He's asleep. He's fine. Is he crying? But she's a fantastic mother. And I just forgot. Here's what little babies do. They do five things. Four. They cry and they poop and they sleep. They drink and they pee. Five things. Okay. Cry, poop, sleep, drink, pee. Drink means milk. And that's all they do. And I'm going to tell you something. It is, if you're going to be a good parent, especially mom gets the credit here. It takes every minute, every ounce of your strength. It is a nonstop. These little kids require a lot of attention and they deserve it. What separates good parenting from bad parenting, you know, now more than ever, when I see these stories about somebody slamming a kid up against the wall, hitting them in the chest and killing them or shaking them to death, holy cow, I want to put them right in the electric chair. Just immediately go to the electric chair and fry these people. How could you ever do that to anything that cute? These little babies, I forgot how good they smell. Holy cow, they smell good. Except when the pooping thing is and they blow out a pair of diapers. That's not a very pleasant thing. But once they get changed and all powdered and lotion and all, there's nothing better. Peon, you'll see. You will see one day. It's the greatest. It really is. Now, help me with something here. Mascots. I know about this whole Redskins thing, and I'm not a Native American Indian. It's not for me to say whether it's right or not right, but I read an article yesterday, and it said that they took a survey of Native American Indians. Now, I'm assuming this is legit, and it said 95% of the response was, they didn't care. It didn't matter. It's something that's been stirred up with a handful of people, probably not even Native American.
Right, carrying the cause.
Yeah. And to me, if 90 or 95% of people who are actually Native Americans say, we don't care, it's no big deal, that's the end of it. But again, that's not for me to say. Maybe it should be done away with, and then everybody's happy. But I got to thinking about mascots. And, you got the Rams, you got Bears, and you got Tigers, and you got, usually it's an animal. What is this? Alabama, the Crimson Tide.
Crimson Tide.
Now, what the heck?
I don't know.
That is a completely. What is that? Tide? I know what Tide. What is Crimson Tide, and how does that relate to sports, or what are you battling?
Yeah.
A wave? A red ocean wave? What the heck? What is that?
I don't know.
That's the one that just kind of doesn't make any. Like Billiken. Nobody knows what a Billiken is.
It looks like some sort of.
It's a made up thing, alien. Isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Crimson Tide. Maybe Pian will be able to look it up.
Let's see here. The team originally in 1900 was called the Crimson White after the school colors.
Aren't their colors now red and black?
Red and white.
Really?
Let's see. The first nickname to become popular and used by headline writers was the Thin Red Line.
That's just not a good mascot name. Mascot is a thing, like an animal or an Indian brave.
Right.
It just seems weird to me. We are two games away from the World Series. What must that feel like? And this is another thing. This is how I depress myself. I got to thinking about this. I will never probably know what it feels like, and I guess most people want to do something great. You know, does that make
sense?
On
that big of a scale, yeah.
I mean, just or any scale, really, to do anything great. I don't think I've ever hit a home run anywhere. Playing as a kid, I don't ever remember hitting a home run. That'd be great. It'd be great, especially at this level, it'd be great. But I just, sometimes I think, what's it like to have the eyes of a nation or the world on you, watching you do something outstanding, whether it's a great performance, acting, or baseball? Sadly, we'll never know.
Right. There's only
the radio bit.
Four or 500 players on the planet that play at that level?
Yeah. And we're never, ever going to know. Now, this morning on the Today Show, you know they have that ice skating rink at Rockefeller Plaza or whatever? They had another skater on there today. I've said this before. Every single skating routine I've ever seen looks just like every other single skating routine. It's the same exact routine. Put one leg out behind you and then put one hand out in front. Stop. Twirl. Raise your hands above your head. Twirl. Skate backwards. Flip.
And do the triple sow cow.
Triple something something. Yeah. It's the same exact routine. I know it's hard, and I sit and I go, man, I'd love to be able to skate like that. Not the kind of effeminate ballet kind of skating, but, just be able to really skate. Dan's a good skater. He has to be. He plays hockey. And just a quick note, I noticed something today I've never mentioned before about my email. Easily a third of the emails that I get from listeners is political. A third of it's political. But here's what's interesting. It is 95% of it, at least, is anti-Obama. I don't get pro-Obama email from people. Now, is that because you think for some reason they were not a political show?
Well, it's like anything else. Nobody calls in to say how great something
is. Okay, that's a good point. That's a great point. Nobody's going to send out pro-Obama. It's not salacious. Okay, that's a good point. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There's an old farmer. Now, follow me on this. This is one of those jokes where you have to kind of keep up with the pieces of the joke. Old farmer stops by a mechanic shop to have his truck worked on. And they couldn't do it while he waited. So he said, well, I don't live that far away. I'll just walk home. And on the way home, he stops at a hardware store and he picks up he buys a bucket and a gallon of paint. And then he goes by the feed store and he picks up a couple of chickens and a goose. So he's got a bucket, a gallon of paint, a couple of chickens, and a goose. And he's kind of struggling outside the store to carry all this and walk home. And he's sort of trying to figure out how he's going to carry it all. And a lady walks up, late 40s, early 50s. And she says, excuse me, can you tell me how to get to 1603 Maple Street? He says, well, actually, that's very close to my house, that address. I would be happy to walk you there, but I don't really think I'm going to even be able to walk home. I had intended to, and then I stopped and I picked up all this stuff. You can see I've got a bucket here and a gallon of paint and a couple of chickens and a goose, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to walk home or not. She said, well, why don't you put the can of paint in the bucket? Then you just, you know, carry the bucket by the handle. You could put a chicken under each arm. And then in the hand that's not holding the bucket, you could carry the goose. He says, oh, that's a good idea. So he puts the paint in the bucket, holds the bucket by the handle, puts a chicken under each arm, and uses the other hand to hold the goose. And off they go, walking. And he's going to walk with her. He says, hey, thanks. I can walk home now. I can handle this. On the way, he looks at the lady and he says, you know what? If we take a shortcut and go down this alley, we'll get there a lot quicker. And she stops and says, hold on a second. I'm a widow. Okay? I'm vulnerable. And I don't have anyone here to defend me. How do I know that when we get in that alley, you're not going to put me up against the wall and have sex with me? He says, for goodness sakes, lady, I'm carrying a bucket and a gallon of paint and two chickens and a goose. How could I possibly hold you against the wall and have sex with you? And she says, well, you could put the goose down and cover him with the bucket, put the paint on top of the bucket, and I'll hold the chicken.
Let's get a look at traffic right now and check in with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, things are thinning out a little bit on southbound 270. You're slow south of Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Now, we have some extremely heavy traffic coming in. I'm not sure. There's some kind of concert down at Scott Trade. Maybe that's traffic coming in for that. It's slow on eastbound 40 from Clarkson up through Mason. A little heavy again, 170 through Big Bend. We have eastbound 270 slowing now approaching Lindbergh through New Florissant. They cleared that stall from eastbound 70 before Highway 94. You're looking great there. Westbound 70, just a little bit off the pace as you are approaching Mid Rivers Mall Drive. This traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart October Savings Events here. You'll find huge savings like 12-ounce Velveeta shells and cheese for just $1.98 at Walmart. Ends October 31st. While supplies last, see store for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like a sports bar without all the wannabes. It's the Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6. Frank Opinion and the large morning show on the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
This Thursday through Saturday, it's the Affordable Kitchens and Bath Warehouse Sale.
I didn't know that.
Know what?
That Affordable Kitchens and Bath has warehouses on sale. Well, I know they have 10% off all scratch and dent appliances, all cabinets, even custom cabinets, plus tons of closeouts, 10% off 2-centimeter granite slabs, 5% off custom 3-centimeter granite and quartz kitchen countertops, 25% off in-stock granite and marble vanity tops with the purchase of an in-stock vanity cabinet, free garage deliveries on orders over $2,500 within a 25-mile radius of the store. Designers will be on hand, but I didn't know. You could buy warehouses on sale at Affordable Kitchens and Bath.
No, the warehouse isn't on sale. Just the contents of the warehouse are on sale this Thursday through Saturday.
I knew that.
And chickens have lips. It's the warehouse sale.
Where almost everything, but the warehouse is on sale.
At Affordable Kitchens and Baths, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, between Kisker and Central School Road. For more information, call 636-441-1550.
But do you know where I can buy a warehouse?
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-700-5614 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day as directed, and you can experience maximum weight loss, pounds in days. It's all natural, safe, and healthy. But if your weight loss with AF Plus is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take it every other day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial, so if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-700-5614. That toll-free number again is 1-800-700-5614.
Are you looking for a great place to hang out with friends, a great place to watch the game of the week, a great place to play video poker, and a great place for great food? I'm talking about the only place in town that has all of those things, plus more. It's Fast Eddie's in Alton. That's right, great food, great beer, coldest beer in town. Now, Fast Eddie's has the video poker. Plus, with that outdoor patio, it's fantastic. When the weather turns a little cool, you can put a sweater on, and they have outside heaters, so you can still enjoy the live music on the weekend, and you can enjoy all the conversation during the week. Fast Eddie's, take 270 North to 367 North, cross over the Clark Bridge, hang a right, and then go left to the light, right on Broadway, two blocks down. Fast Eddie's, Bonaire in Alton. Coldest beer in town, great food, big Elwood on a stick, and don't forget about the new video poker games, plus the outdoor patio. It's Fast Eddie's in Alton. We'll see you there this fall at Fast Eddie's.
I'm Car Gal from Meyer Honda, the Metro East's only Honda dealer. Let's go to the phones and talk to Kathy in Belleville. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Car Gal.
What can we do for you?
Well, my husband Ray and I are expecting soon.
Congratulations. That's great.
Yeah, this will be our third. And with all the car seats and everything, we need to trade up for a roomier vehicle, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. And I'm going to recommend two Hondas for you and Ray to check out at Meyer Honda.
Okay.
The new Honda Odyssey that seats eight, an excellent family vehicle. And the new Honda Pilot that also seats eight, but a little sportier. Both the Odyssey and the Pilot have tons of room for your growing family, and Meyer Honda has a wonderful selection.
Thanks. We'll head for Meyer Honda as soon as I can make another trip to the bathroom.
You go, girl.
Yeah, you too.
No, I mean go, girl. Go. You meet the nicest people in a Meyer Honda.
Meyer Honda has a model that's perfect for your needs and lifestyle. Stop by today for a test drive. Your Gateway Honda dealer, Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois, MeyerHonda.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-3757. That's 1-800-400-3757. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757.
If you're currently paying for a Medicare supplement and Part D prescription coverage, you're paying way too much. Open enrollment gives you a chance for a do-over. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Our clients are saving thousands of dollars, and they're still seeing their own doctors. It's not a secret. It's about knowing your options. Let's do it right this open enrollment. Call me at 314-863-0008. 314-863-0008.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Ivanovich Vodka, award-winning imported vodka from the Netherlands. 5 times distilled and available in straight 80 proof and 10 mouthwatering flavors. And the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Bottle of wine, the fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Well, he might as well go to the bank now and draw out the money he's going to have to pay us because we're halfway there. I'm $50 into the $100 that's coming out of his pocket. Two more games at $25 apiece. What do you guys win? How much? $20?
$20 apiece for us.
So let's see, $100 he'll pay me, $20 to you, $20 to Dan. That's a total.
$140.
Is that what you came up with?
Yeah.
No calculator?
No.
Wow, that's pretty good. Time to talk to Mike Evans, Southern California, courtesy of Annie Guns. I'll be there tomorrow night, having dinner there tomorrow night with one of our terrific advertisers, Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. You just have to experience it to understand what the big deal is. You know, they're closed on Mondays, but you go by there any other day or night, it's just packed. You'll know why once you visit Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Market. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only Mike Evans.
Drowning your sorrows.
Yeah, drowning your sorrows. So let's see, at the halfway point, half of 140. I hope you have $70 already pulled in.
So here's the deal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Dodgers haven't lost yet. Certainly they have their backs to the wall, and I wish St. Louis would have beat them like 8 or 9 to nothing instead of getting 2-1 and 1-0, and the Dodgers couldn't hit water if they fell out of a boat. I mean, the worst hitting I've seen them, and I've been watching them all year. But I just want to remind everybody. I mean, let me give you a little baseball history.
Okay,
maybe it's just good.
Let me give you a little baseball history.
Don't interrupt him, Dan.
Okay.
You know, the Dodgers played the Minnesota Twins in the World Series, and the first two games were in Minnesota. They threw Don Drysdale and Sandy Koufax, and they lost both games. And they went back to Dodger Stadium, and they ended up winning that series.
Okay.
And then there's been other times. In 1968, the Dodgers, 1986, they threw Venezuela and Jerry Royce when they were playing the championship against Houston in the National League Series. They lost 2 in a row in Houston, came back to Dodger Stadium, they ended up winning that series. In 1981, in the World Series, they ended up losing the first two games in New York, came back to Dodger Stadium and won those.
Right.
And way back in 1955, the old Brooklyn Dodgers lost 2 games Yankee Stadium, and then they came back to Dodger Stadium and they ended up winning that series. So it's happened before. Now, if they lose tonight,
mm-hmm,
I'll get the check ready.
Yeah,
I'll get the check ready tonight.
Well, they're on home turf tonight. That should make some difference.
But we got Wainwright on the mound.
That's right.
That doesn't make any difference.
We got the $100 million man.
I mean, Kershire, Greinke, and then the guy for Boston, the guy that started for Boston, who's the best pitcher in the American League, he lost. All three of the best pitchers in baseball lost their first games of the playoffs.
Who's pitching for the Dodgers tonight?
Arroyo. Ryu.
Hey, I wonder
he's a rookie of the year. He's 18 and 5.
I wonder what the stats are, and somebody could pull this up, I'm sure. If the Dodgers lose tonight,
it's over.
Well, but I wonder, has any team ever come back?
Oh, yeah, they have come back, but I think it's only 2 or 3 out of 100.
The Red Sox did against the Yankees,
and won 4 in a row.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to mention my sponsor.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm coming out there, and I don't know if I called and begged. I wondered if I could get some. You know my favorite appetizer there?
Yeah, the shrimp.
The buttered, poached Florida pink shrimp with a herb
mm-hmm,
risotto cake with local mushroom, sweet corn, mm-hmm, and the roasted heirloom tomatoes.
Listen to this, guys.
Oh.
Is there any chance you could get that when not
it's
pay for it?
It's enough to give me an erection.
Well, I don't think they want you in the restaurant like that.
Well, that's where I might have to get it to go if I call and ask them ahead.
Good idea. Yeah, they could work that out.
Paco's question.
Okay.
Name the name of the celebrity who collects pig skeletons. I don't make this stuff up. Is it Johnny Depp, Alice Cooper, or Billy Bob Thornton? I'll give you the answer in just a minute. Anyway,
no.
Kardashian crap. After dropping the bomb that she was dropping him, Kris Jenner told Bruce Jenner she wanted to use the breakup on the reality show. Bruce Jenner told her she could cram the reality show.
Were those her exact words, you think?
Exactly.
Cram it?
Bruce Jenner, great Bruce Jenner quote about Kris Jenner. He says, quote, Kris's priorities in life are Gucci purses and Bentleys. Hell, she came out of the wound screaming, where's my Ferrari? End quote.
Can you edit out hell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't let that go on the air, please.
No, it won't. Don't worry,
Mike. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Also, Kris also says that she wished that she'd never had divorced Robert Kardashian. Well, that is so strange, because had she not divorced Robert Kardashian, she would not have married Bruce Jenner. She wouldn't have had her daughters, Kendall and Kylie.
Right.
Well, that makes no... I mean, what they got to make them feel nice.
So who actually pulled the plug on this marriage, her or him?
She did.
I got to tell you something. Here, to me, the grounds would be just look at his face.
Yeah.
That's grounds right
Come
there.
Come on now, huh?
To get out. Yeah, I'm serious.
Woke his up face one day and thought I was married to a woman.
A monster.
Exactly. He does look like a monster.
And I'm telling you, Kris will change your name back to Kardashian as soon as this whole thing's done.
Oh, absolutely.
Love Nugget, Woody Allen has hired a battery of private investigators to go back 25, 30 years and find out whether or not his son Ronan was fathered by Frank Sinatra or not. Hey, Ronan doesn't want to take a DNA. It's very simple. Take a picture of Frank Sinatra, take a picture of Ronan, take a picture of Woody Allen.
Yeah, Woody actually wants this test?
Yeah.
Well, be careful what you wish for.
Exactly. TV news, two biopics in the pipeline, one of accused murderer Amanda Knox, again, and the other of Adele, will play Dusty Springfield. You know, Adele is 25 years old. She just got a driver's license Friday. She's never learned how to drive.
She sure looks older, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She's fat, too.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't say that. She's heavy.
Yeah, she's heavy.
Yeah.
A couple of odds and ends. Very odd Piers Morgan quote out of his book, his autobiography, quote, there's a time and a place for everything, but Sharon Osbourne sticking a naked breast in my face on a private jet at 35,000 feet is not the right time nor the right place.
Anyway. How did a cross between Howard Cosell and Regis Philbin get
you
in?
You like that? Yeah. I didn't like that. I don't know when the right time is for Sharon Osbourne to stick her naked breast in your face.
No.
Maybe.
Anytime.
I don't know. Hard to believe. Heads up. Heads up. Conrad Murray gets out of jail 2 weeks from today.
Oh, come on.
Wow. 2 weeks from today.
What was his sentence for?
Fool for everybody.
How long was he in?
He was given 5 years. He's done 2 years and 2 weeks, and that's enough to get him out on good behavior and crowded jails.
Wow.
For everybody.
30 seconds, Mr. Evans.
Good, bad sports weekend. I told everybody this. My Dodgers lost 2 games to St. Louis, but my buddy Tim Bradley won his fight on HBO on Saturday night. Yeah. And who collects pig skeletons? Johnny Depp, Alice Cooper, Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah.
Billy Bob.
I'll say Alice Cooper.
I'm going to go Depp.
He also collects Barbies. I kid you not. I don't make it up. Johnny Depp!
Right again. At Johnny Depp. He's a weird dude.
Yes,
he collects Barbie dolls?
Wow.
All right. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. For 21 years, American Equity Mortgage has been part of this show 52 weeks a year for 21 years. That regularly deserves a round of applause.
Yeah.
In a perfect radio advertising world, all advertisers would be that smart and that loyal. And we'd appreciate it if you would show your loyalty in return for their supporting and making the show possible by calling American Equity Mortgage when the time comes that you need a mortgage or you need a home equity loan or a debt consolidation loan. Both of those loans are kind of the same thing. It's a case where you need money. You want to pay off credit cards. There's an expense that you have that you need to take care of, and you don't want to borrow stupid money. In other words, you don't want to take out a loan at some ridiculously high interest rate. We use the equity in your house and get a ridiculously low interest rate. And that interest is then probably going to be tax deductible because it's going to be part of your house payment. And it's just good news followed by more good news. They can tell you all about it. They've done it for 21 years and they do it well. And they've saved thousands and thousands of people a lot of money. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Been a pretty light afternoon of traffic. Here's Tim Weiland. Happy Columbus Day, Tim.
Happy Amerigo Day. That's what we're going to make it, right?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
He said Vespucci. It reminds me too much of vasectomy.
Yeah.
If you're traveling on westbound 70, things have thinned out as you go through Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. You still have a little slow traffic, Manchester through Doherty Ferry on southbound 270. And the worst of anything is coming in on eastbound 40. You've got some slow-to-stop-and-go pockets between Timberlake Manor and Mason. And eastbound 70, that's running heavy Salisbury to the Edward Jones Dome. And this report's brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart October Savings Event's here. You'll find huge savings like 18.6-ounce Campbell's Chunky Soup. It's all on rollback for just $1.50 at Walmart. Ends October 31st while supplies last. See store for details. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
For your next direct flight to Orlando, take the hassle-free, low-fare, charter line free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airline at Mid-America Airport. Book your flight at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
Monroe Shocks and Struts reminds you to replace your worn shocks, just like you do tires and wiper blades, because everything gets old. Learn more at monroe.com.
Well, I got two different texts during the show from other radio stations in St. Louis wanting to talk about us. Well, hire us. Talk about hiring us.
What?
Oh, wait. No, I didn't. Okay. I was thinking about 20 years ago.
They were one John Carney's number?
That's what it was. Hey, thanks for joining us. Hope you'll be here.